Women over 55 have become the fastest category of people experiencing homelessness in Australia. The number of older women in Australia that are homeless has increased by 31% in recent times. 3 years ago, Jane Holmes began a charity to help homeless women by providing them with donated bras. Demi Lynch spoke with the founder of Support the Girls Australia, Jane Holmes, about how she started this charity and how providing bras to the homeless empowers them.
So it started by, I was actually in a shopping mall on the Gold Coast and literally walking out of Woolworths, and a young girl came up to me and said, "Do you have any sanitary products on you?" And I said, "No." But a mother's instinct, I just knew there was something wrong. And I said to her, "You know, where's your mum? You know, have you just had an accident? What's the situation?" And she said, "No, I'm actually homeless." And, you know, she couldn't afford sanitary products. And I said, "But how old are you?" And she said, "I'm 13. And I said, "Right, young lady, you and I are going to have lunch. And I need, you know, I wanted to sit with her and just find out why was she homeless? What was the situation?" And the short of it was that her mum's partner was sexually violating her. Mum basically said, "Put up, shut up, or get out," because obviously they were from New Zealand, and, you know, like a lot of New Zealanders, they didn't qualify for Centrelink. So obviously this was the roof over mum's head, and that took priority, unfortunately, over her daughter. So after I fed her lunch, I said to her, "Who are you living with, and who, you know, who's taking care of you on the streets?" Because she was really naive. I mean, you get sassy 13-year-olds, you get naive 13-year-olds, and she was naive. So she actually literally took me to under Sunnell Bridge, where she was living with, well, not living, but being, you know, looked after by these two Indigenous women, one of whom was Lily, and she was this really lovely, gregarious Indigenous lady. And I remember looking at her thinking, "Oh, my God, you've got the biggest boobs, and you've got no bra on." And you know how you see a caricature of literally an old lady with boobs to her knees?
Mm-hmm.
That was her.
Oh.
And this was January 2016. And I just said, "For heaven's sake, Lily, you know, why haven't you got a bra on? How do you cope in this weather? Because I'm a big girl." And she said, "I haven't had a bra in 4 years. And she actually lifted up her T-shirt and lifted up her bosom. She had festering, weeping wounds under her breast tissue from chafing.
Oh, poor thing. And I was absolutely flabbergasted.
And I said, "But you can go to Lifeline or Salvation Army or one of those stores." And she said, "No." She said, "I'm walkabout. I don't have a fixed address, so I don't get any benefits." And I went, "What?" And she said, "No, to be able to get a benefit or a pension or anything like that, you have to be able to produce evidence of rental or whatever it is that you prove that you live somewhere," which I didn't realize. So long and the short of it was that she has no money, so she would not have had access. And she said, anyway, those stores wouldn't keep plus size bras. So I took her to Bras and Things. She was a 28G. So she was a big mum. And it really worried me that this woman couldn't get a bra. I just thought this didn't make sense. So I went home and it sort of twirled on it for a couple of days. And I thought, right, let's start the research. So I did. I went to Lifelines, I went to Salvation Armies, I went to all these support services to actually see what they had in the way of bras. And they had, you know, they'd have a few little tiny bras, like 10s and 12s, but nothing in the big size. And they were between $3 and $5 each. And they weren't new bras. They were pretty loved bras. And I thought, well, how do I address this? I couldn't find any services in this country that actually fitted women with bras, because being a big person myself, I know how important it is to be correctly fitted. So I thought, right, let's start something. And that was the birth of Support the Girls. And I just put a post up on my Facebook page, and a friend contacted me and said, "Oh, Jane, I've got a friend in the US that's just starting a college project. Why don't you contact Dana? Because she's just had an experience having lost a lot of weight. She's just bought a whole lot of bras," and said to the store manager, "What do I do with my bras?" And she said, "Homeless women need them." So I contacted Dana and said, "Look, you don't know me, but we've got a mutual friend. This is what I've just been through, and I want to set up an organization or a support group for women." And she said, "Look, I'm collecting bras. Let's do it together." She said, "I'm going to support the girls, so let's just go with that." So that's how the synergy in the marriage with Dana in the US, Support the Girls. Well, they're called I Support the Girls, whereas we're Support the Girls Australia. So that's how that synergy came together. And it just started by putting up a Facebook page here, and, you know, nearly 4 years later, it's just grown exponentially. That growth has come, you know, seeing women, visiting women, and realizing that the bras and that are purely the connecting point to the conversations. It's about actually helping women find their worth, their self-value, because so many will come into an event and they go, "Oh, no, I'm not worthy." Because we'll say, "Let's get your bra fitting," or, "Would you like a haircut?" or, "Would you like a makeup?" "No, I'm not worthy." That's the common phrase that they all use, which is just heartbreaking. So that's sort of how it started.
And what has been the reactions of the homeless women that do get bras fitted for them? Because, yes, I can imagine, you know, when you're on the streets and you are struggling so much, like that's yes. like that's the last thing that you think about. What are their reactions?
You know, it's humbling, it's beautiful, it's funny. I mean, the first thing that they normally do when they get up the fitting room is they touch their boobs. It's so funny. And they go, oh, my God, they're up. You know what it's like when you've been properly fitted? Your shoulders are back, your head's up, you breathe properly. So that's usually the first reaction. And then they just break down in tears at just the fact that somebody would care enough to actually give them a bra. Because people don't think about it. They really don't think about it. You know, when you say to women, you know, when I go and do talks for businesses or corporates or women luncheons and things, and I'll say, right, so how many of you this morning, you know, opened your lingerie door and thought, oh, God, that bra doesn't work or that bra's uncomfortable? And most people put their hand up and I say, no, I can imagine if you went to that drawer and there was nothing there and you had no bra, how many of you would have come to this event? And most people, you know, wouldn't put their hands up except if they luckily have a size 8 butt. and when you start the conversation, people go, I would never have thought that a woman wouldn't have a bra.
That's founder of Support the Girls Australia, Jane Holmes, speaking to Demi Lynch there.